Greetings once again, Lenten Wanderers. Hasn't this been one of the most interesting Lenten journeys you've ever been on? You know, God wants us to surrender and detach from the world and to experience what it would be like to be in the wilderness where it is just us and God alone. Let us not miss this opportunity during these trying times to do that. So today, as we begin our daily devotion, let's all take a deep breath in and a deep breath out, and do that one more time, in and out, because I know God's got something to say to you today. It's Tuesday of the fourth full week of Lent. It's our 24th day of our Lenten journey. Remember, we're not counting Sundays. And we're looking back to Brian Zahn's devotional, The Unvarnished Jesus, for this fabulous devotional lesson today. The scripture is from Matthew 26, verses 69 to 75. You may want to pause the program to read that before we go on. It's Matthew chapter 26, 69 through 75. Let us begin. The devotion is called Jesus is Denied by Peter. The ever impetuous Peter had made a rash vow that he would never desert or deny Jesus, even if it meant prison or death. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter had bravely drawn his sword and used it in defense of his master. But when Jesus disarmed Peter and healed the wounded man in the arresting party, all the fight went out of the brash fisherman. If Jesus wasn't going to fight for himself, why should he risk his life? So Peter fled from the garden. But later, Peter secretly followed Jesus all the way into the courtyard of the high priest to see what would happen. And that's where things began to fall apart. Perhaps without even knowing what he was doing, Peter denied having any association with Jesus to a servant girl. Later, he did it again. And when a group of bystanders said they didn't believe his denials because of his country bumpkin Galilean accent gave him away, Peter cursed and swore he didn't know the man. That's when the rooster crowed. Matthew tells us what happened next in a short, painful sentence. And he went out and wept bitterly. I suppose we've all heard that rooster crow, the rooster of conviction that alerts us to how we failed to live up to our lofty promise to faithfully follow Jesus. And we've all known the bitter tears of self-reproach induced by our failure. Yet, this is one of the things I love about the Bible. It makes no attempt to cover up the sins of its seminal figures. We know about the crimes of Moses and David. We know about the failures of Abraham and Elijah. We know about the sins of Peter and Paul. Yet Moses and David, Abraham and Elijah, Peter and Paul are still presented as heroes of the faith. You see, in the Bible, all the saints are sinners. And we, who are sinners called to be saints, should find comfort in this. It's not the sin that disqualifies us as disciples of Jesus, but quitting. Peter denied Jesus, but he didn't quit. And he was forgiven. And he was restored. Judas betrayed Jesus and hung himself. Judas's betrayal of Jesus and Peter's denial of Jesus were not categorically different sins. They may have differed in culpability, but they were similar. If Peter could be forgiven and restored, so could Judas. When you hear the rooster crow, you may weep bitterly for a while, but don't give up. Don't quit. Don't hang yourself. The rooster's crow of conviction doesn't signal the end of your journey. It just helps you get back on track. Just as Jesus restored Peter, Jesus can restore you. And it's from a place of restoration in our brokenness that we can actually help other people. This is exactly what Jesus told Peter. Quote, I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Unquote. This is when we become what Henry Nouwen described as a wounded healer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we have all heard the rooster crow, and we've all shed our bitter tears because of our failures. Forgive us and restore us, that we might help heal our brothers and sisters. Amen. Hope you enjoyed that devotional today. Hope you're finding peace and comfort in the message from God through these daily devotionals and our Wednesday and Sunday services recordings. But most of all, turn to God in your moments of quiet and make this a time to be in a wilderness, all alone, just you and your God. And may God bless you until we meet tomorrow.